Good morning. Welcome to the podcast, Something to Believe In. I'm Steve, and this is Allie, and we are grateful and happy that you're here with us on this beautiful, hot, blistering hot July month.
It is warm, and we've missed you. We missed a month, and I can feel it.
Yeah, I can feel it, too. But it seems like we barely get these done, and it's time for another one.
It's true.
It happens fast.
It turns quick.
I can't believe how hot it is. I guess I was reading that in Phoenix, they had the hottest day ever. It was like 120 degrees or something. It was crazy.
But, you know, it stayed cold for so long.
I know.
That I'm just hoping and praying that our summer lasts into September, October.
Yeah.
Because we didn't feel the summer heat until this month.
Oh, that would be great.
And then it came in hot.
I would love that. That would be more golf days.
Well, that tan, I was just saying.
Yeah.
That tan is looking pretty good.
It's a spray, Allie.
Well, no, because you would have gone further up.
Oh,
get
it does get pretty pale. It does. We can't reveal that.
That's a lot of golf days. So how's your golf game? I know you guys won that big tournament.
Have
you done
anything since? We won another tournament. We won our flight. We set the most points ever collectively in match play. In 60 years of the tournament, my brother and I.
Okay, what's going on?
It's not like you grew up golfing, or did you?
You know what? No. Well, I did. And then I took a hiatus of 25 years.
Did you take lessons and play in high school or anything?
Yeah, I played in high school. I played competitively in high school. And then I quit playing, and I thought it was one of those sports that you could just get back into, and it's been... It's taken a lot of time.
It takes some time on the course practicing.
It does. I'll tell you a lot. We were catching a lot of flack because we were dusting everybody so bad in our flight, and people couldn't figure out how. And it dawned on me, playing with my brother is comfortable. So when you get in and you get the nerves going, it's very easy to. We have a lot of uncomfortable, hard conversations with one another because you're never going to be perfect. And when you're playing with somebody you don't know well or that you're maybe friends with, it's harder to have a conversation.
Good, how are you?
I mean, there were some really borderline choices in there, but...
Well, who carries who, let's be honest?
We carry each other. That's the best thing.
That's a good answer.
I mean, that's why he's my brother, right? It's family.
It is. So, but it doesn't mean you're both the same.
Yeah, no. Speaking of family, Allie, I got to say this. I don't know if our people know this, but you lost your father recently, and I just want you to know that we love you. I love you.
Thank you.
And thinking of you, and I know that what he meant to you and what he still means to you, and it's been recent, and you're here, and you're amazing.
Well, he wouldn't have it any other way, and he's awesome. He's just the coolest guy. And to pay tribute to someone you love so much, by just living life to its fullest, but I'll just tell you, you go through something like that, and as hard as it is, I just had, as a family, just an incredible week. I mean, just the peace and the comfort, and everyone always says it gets harder after you have a lot of prayers going your way and support, and a lot of you, so thank you. But I just really feel like, you know, he was such a special person. Everyone feels that way about their dad, but seriously, he was just so cool, and he was just so loving and without judgment. And for it's after the fact and after the funeral and after the family's gone home, and my mom is just like on fire. She's doing so great, and I think it's because the love they had for each other, super powerful. You know, based on their beliefs, she knows where he is, and she and we all believe we'll be together again, and that holds a lot of peace and comfort for us. But, you know, he's a happy person, and I want to continue that part of my life as well.
Yeah, well, you showed a dance video of him doing a dance. It was some interesting moves he had.
He dances with the worst of them, no questions, but has fun doing it.
Well, that's good, and hang in there if you need anything.
Thank you.
I'm happy to see you smile, girl. So I got to tell a quick story before we get into our thing. I went to get a haircut here a couple weeks ago, and I go to the same place, and I never have the same person. And I just like going in and talking to different people, right? So I sit down, and this nice older lady, I say older, she might be younger than me, but I don't know. this lady cuts my hair, and she was full of energy. You could feel her energy, right? And the funny thing, when I go to Great Clips, because it's $13, right? What are you going to do? This doesn't deserve more than $13. So I sit down, and they have everything on record. I've been going there for 10 years. You know, they know exactly everything, right? Because they keep the notes. And she mumbles off the notes, and I'm like, yeah, that's great, whatever. You know, we're not going to mess it up. And so she starts cutting and starts talking. Well, ironically, she was an underwriter for 20 years. And she got out of the business because the business is hard.
Yeah.
She lost her job. And now she went back to what she likes, was cutting hair. And so we talked about life. We talked about mortgages. We talked about kids. We talked about food. She cooks mean tamales. I love tamales homemade. Anyway, we just got to talking, and I wasn't really paying attention, but she kept cutting and cutting and cutting. And she gets done, and she's like, what do you think? And I'm like, oh, mother of God.
You
did not read the notes. So I'm like, I had like this small panic moment. I'm like, is this an underwriter trying to get back at a past loan officer? Maybe, right? So
did she just leave her job last week, and it's been a while since she's cut hair?
I don't know. I didn't ask. I went home, tail between my legs, and I get home, and my wife's like, oh, my God, I love it. I'm like, love what? She goes, your hair. And I'm like, well, I thought my hair was good the way it was before. And she's like, no, you look way younger, and you don't look 70s. And I'm like, okay, that's a bit harsh. What do you mean 70? She goes, well, you had that pompadour thing, and it looked like a thin cut of forest going through there, and I could see her scalp, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure you can still see my scalp. It's called thinning hair. But anyway, I was kind of self-conscious about it. And yesterday, long day, I had to go to St. George, had a lot of meetings. I get back to the airport. My plane's delayed because there was a storm here. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, I just want to get home before 10 o'clock. And so I'm catching up on emails. I have my AirPods in. I'm working. I board the plane. I pull up my computer. I'm still going because I'm trying to get caught up. And people are funneling in. And this lady stops. And she gets right in my face. And I'm like, oh, do I know you? I'm busy. It's the AirPods, the computer.
Yeah.
Don't really want to chit-chat. She goes, oh, my God. You look like Kevin Costner. And I said,
well, thank you.
Wow, that's quite a compliment. I said, well, thank you, but I can assure you I'm not. But I appreciate the compliment. Thank you. And she went and sat down. And maybe I need to go back to that lady now.
Well, that's a great compliment.
It is a compliment.
You're better looking than Kevin Costner.
I don't think so.
But your hair looks great.
Thanks.
And sometimes it takes a mistake or an accident or something to try something new.
Yeah. I mean,
look at that.
Yeah. So,
and maybe likes it.
She likes it. So I'm going to roll with it a while.
I think you know, looks great.
See what happens.
I did notice we got a change. I'm like, what's different about Steve? And I'm like, he's got a different hairstyle. It looks great.
Thanks, Allie.
So
I would not. That's how you roll. I know. It's okay. So I'm going to take that as a 50-50.
We'll start calling me Casey Kevin Costner from now on.
Yeah, right. Right.
Looks great.
Thanks, Allie. So we got a guest today.
We do.
We got a guest today.
We've been excited about this one, and we've had to work around busy schedules, performances, shows, events. And
Finally
could get her to come for, and maybe a little anxiety, could finally get her to come and participate. But as you know, we've had a few people from our inner cat family come on the podcast, and we really think it's important to get to know the people that are sitting next to you.
Yeah, and we felt that it was accommodating for our guests too, which is why we incorporated Taylor Swift to Shake It Off.
That's right. She's seen the dance before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was
off
good.
Off script, thankfully.
Yeah. So tell us. Introduce her.
So
let's do it.
We have asked Annette to join us today.
Annette Lauder,
you know, we're like, oh, she's corporate. Corporate just sounds so professional and sometimes stale. And it's like, there's a lot more to Annette than corporate. And yes, she gets the job done. She runs the ship. But in my interactions with Annette, I think she is an incredible human being. And I've had some conversations with her that I'm just like, if people could only know her a little bit different, let's take out the corporate and get to know Annette a little bit better. We're just, would all be better for it. So she so kindly said yes, and then no, and then yes, and then no, and here we are. But we are going to share a little bit more. This will be more of a Q&A than just having a conversation and learning about a past, but just to get to know Annette a little bit better. And I think you'll like what you have to hear. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And Steve gets to work with her every day and get teased by her every day.
Yeah,
and I do. And give her grief every day.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some of that too.
Maybe a little.
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
So we just have some questions that we're going to shoot off. Just fun questions, random questions that she's been able to think about and prepare for. So I told her we will keep Steve on script as much as possible.
I'm not a script guy.
I'm not
a salesperson. I don't like scripts.
So this is Steve's world.
Yeah.
Right? This is Steve's world. He is so comfortable here. And so there's no promises what comes next. When you give your answers, there will be some follow-up questions that are not on here. So just dig deep here.
So just shake it off.
Yeah.
Shake it off.
Okay. So the first question is, what are three words that best describe who you were as a child? And why?
So this one was really hard for me because I honestly don't remember like being a child, right? Like what I was like. And so it gave me a really good opportunity to like reach out to my sister. She's older than me. And I just was like, hey, if you had to describe me in three words, how would you describe me? And so the word she gave, which was actually four, was girly. Girly, chatty, confident, and happy. And so we just had a really awesome conversation. Girly because I like to play with Barbies, and apparently I love to play with my grandmother's jewelry.
So are you going to see the new movie?
The new movie coming out.
Well, of course.
Okay. Are you going to wear pink?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Good.
chatty because, I remember this, my mom would always go to parent-teacher conference. And they would always say, Annette talks too much in class, which I thought was fine.
So you'd get the N or the U.
Yeah.
I got those two.
Okay, good.
That's a great quality.
Yeah. Like, I just like to talk. Right? So.
Something's not changes that you just said.
No.
And then confident because apparently I always said, like, I'm going to go to college and I want to be successful. So at an early age, like, I knew that's what I wanted. And then she said I was happy, but there were times, like if my mother apparently didn't say, and this is important for you to know, Steve, so remember this, if my mom didn't say good morning in that, like then I wasn't happy during the day. So like the trick is just say good morning in that, and then I'm going to be happy.
Well, I say.
I know you do. I know. But like, I didn't know that. So that was kind of a,
little tips. Because I'm going to go off script. I had the privilege of seeing your hometown where you grew up, and it was very similar to the hometown I grew up. So when you say how you were as a child, I think there's some wild stuff in there, too. Because, I mean, it's a small town, right? There's not a lot to do with one stoplight.
Well, we stopped at a child, so we didn't have to say as a teenager.
Oh, yeah.
All the real fun begins. I'm so glad.
That comes later.
I didn't read all the questions. I didn't read all the questions.
Later, Steve. Later.
Good.
That's great. And then the last one was that you are happy.
So it was just a fun conversation, right? And like to hear it from somebody who watched me grow up, right?
Yeah. I think that's good that you reached out to a family member to get that perspective instead of just giving what you thought.
Yeah.
Incorporating what people that know you the best are going to say about you.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Sounds like you were a good child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
In a small town.
How many siblings?
So there's five of us. I have two older sisters and then two younger brothers. So I was a middle child, baby girl. And there was a big gap between me and my older sisters and me and my younger brothers.
Kind of the oldest, too.
Kind of the only child, almost, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. The favorite child.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Well, there, I'm sure there were times that I wasn't, but...
But I love that you said that you're confident, because I do think that that's one thing that it's really hard. Some kids come out and they really struggle with that confidence. And you said it evolved over time, you know, as we chatted, and we'll get into some things about confidence. But I really think the world can take that out of people. And for you to have had that as a child and for us to see that that's still a big part of who you are is wonderful, because I think there's a lot of kids that can have it and lose it.
Yeah.
A lot of kids that don't come with it. And they don't get that from their families, and it's really a search their whole life to gain that. But that, I do think that that's one of the reasons you're so successful at what you do, is because you do have confidence, but a lot of, like, belief in yourself, too, self-worth and things like that, confidence in what you do and who you are. And I love that about you. Okay, so what were your passions, or what are they? And
besides Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yep. And where did your drive come from? So let's start with passion.
Okay, so passions, I think, as I was thinking through it, is I loved learning. Like, I loved going to, I would say it was learning, people and relationships, and then, like, helping people. And I would say learning because I loved school. I was going to school to become a teacher. Like, that's what I wanted to be.
You're going to make that big income.
You know, and then mortgages came along, right? Like,
yeah.
So many of us. And it was way more fun to make money than to be in school. But I loved learning. And I think I was able to apply that in mortgages, right? Because what I do, there's, like, so much to learn, right?
I often say mortgages are like the Venus flytrap, right? You remember those that roll down?
Yeah, I actually
small
do.
Town thing,
yeah.
But the fly gets caught on there and it's like buzzing, trying to get off, but you can never get off.
Yeah.
That's mortgage.
Like, you get in and you can't get out.
Well,
yeah.
I asked her, I'm like, did you ever have any desire to leave mortgage? She's like, no. Once I was in it.
Never.
Really?
Yeah. Never.
That's not what you said last week.
Okay, well, there are times that
okay. It's
not fun.
Thanks for being
right?
honest.
Like,
Thanks for being honest.
Is, right? But I never, ever tried to get out, like, even in the beginning. And then the people and relationship part, right? Like, I always liked, like, meeting new people, making new friends. And I think that served me well in mortgage, right? Because I don't think it's, obviously knowing a lot is important, but I don't think it's always what you know. A lot of times it's who you know. Right? And I think you, like, helping people, I think you learn more about them. And so I think those are things I enjoy, right?
So it's very academic, especially what you do, but you also, there's a great teaching component to it.
Yeah.
You know, which is fun. So passions, I'm going to stay on this. Learning is wonderful. I love that that's passion
okay.
drove you in your career. But like, if you had a perfect Saturday, like, what's that? What does that look like for you as far as hobby passions and things that really give you life, rejuvenate you?
And shopping doesn't count.
Shopping.
Oh, but it does.
Oh, it does.
Spending money can count for people.
Shopping doesn't count. You know what? Like, I honestly love to, like, I love to get up on the weekends. Like, I love to work out.
What type of workout?
Usually I either row or strength training or the treadmill. Like, those are the kind of things that I have to start with, usually.
Good. And yeah. Have you always enjoyed exercise? Has that been something as growing up, or have you...
Growing up, I think, like, hills and valleys of it, right? Yeah.
Because you were academic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Perfect Saturday exercise, and what?
Well, my perfect day?
Yeah.
Well, my perfect day?
We would love to know your perfect day.
First of all, my perfect day would be April 25th. It's not too hot. It's not too...
I mean, the day.
So
the day. I just think we just learned everything.
All right, so...
How did you pull that day out of your hat?
So the perfect day would be April 25th because it's not too hot. It's not too cold.
If only every day could be
April 25th. You only need a light jacket.
Okay.
Now, if you guys don't know what that's from, thank you, Kimber, right?
No, I'm still confused.
No,
please go on.
Is
that
Miss Congeniality?
Oh, yes, of course.
Come on. April 25th.
Is Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I have to rewatch that.
There you go.
That.
So, no, really, my perfect day would be a good workout, right? Like, when I go on vacation, I
start with this.
Yeah, some green tea. I love to get up and work out. And then a really good breakfast, followed by, like, I like to go to the spa and do all the things, right? Like, that's what I like to do.
That's good.
And then the pool. And the end of my day would be, like, a really nice dinner with Ange and my closest friends and a really big bottle of wine. I'm just kind of low-key.
I like it. Yeah.
Easy. Do you like the Hallmark cow?
No.
Okay.
I don't, actually.
Lifetime?
No.
What's a good movie you like? Told you I wasn't going to stay on script.
I know you weren't. Miss Congeniality. There you go.
That is good. She's good.
I mean, April 25th. You'll always think of it now. April
25th.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
Okay. Thanks for the disclosure there.
Now I see that part in my mind. That's awesome. And then as far as your drive, where does that come from?
I think my drive comes from probably learning to, at a very young age, right? I grew up on a farm. Steve knows.
Yep.
Total farm girl. I think that my drive comes from, like, learning hard work at a really young age. And there were so many, like, important things on a farm, right? And it was a family affair where, you know, it was either we had cows, or it was like harvest time, or it was planting time, right? And just, like, I think learning that at a young age really helped me, like, with my drive and my work ethic.
Kind of sets the foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you wear boots and Wranglers?
Wranglers, yes. 501s, more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that, the button fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I did all the things on a farm. Like, I was a farm girl.
So for being girly girl, were you okay getting dirty?
Well, I honestly don't like the feel of dirt on my hands still. But, yes, I got dirty. I mean, I milked cows. I did potato harvest. I drove a 10-wheeler. Like, I
would pay a lot of money to witness that.
You still got it. Can you still do it, though?
I probably could still do it.
Would you want to do it?
No. I think that was also part of my drive, right? Like, I wanted to, like, yes. Yeah. I loved it because it taught me a lot of great lessons, and I think it really, you know, molded who I am today.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's a important part of my past, for sure.
Well, work ethic is a big part of drive, for sure, but also, were you a perfectionist? Did you, like, set goals at a young age? Did you have an idea of what you wanted to become and be? Were you hard on yourself that way?
Yeah, for sure.
Did you do things, or were you willing to do things you weren't good at?
Well, yeah.
Or did you not like to fail? There's a lot of kids that won't do things they're not good at just for embarrassment or failure.
Yeah, I don't think that I mean, obviously we all have a little bit of that, right? But, I mean, for sure I did. But obviously the will for me to, like, succeed was just somehow, like, imprinted in my brain. So,
it's awesome.
Yeah.
You're born with that. It's good.
I like this question, Allie. I mean, I'm dying to ask.
Okay, yeah. What is it? Yeah.
Was there a time in your life that you had self-doubt, and how did you overcome? Or where did your confidence in who you are come from?
So
I think that's important.
So we do mortgages. There's a lot of doubt in mortgages, right, for everyone. Honestly, the one that stands out to me the most, and I think was the most defining of who and where I'm at, was when I first started in the mortgage business. And granted, that was 34 years ago.
You started at
10 years old. Yes. Yeah.
You started at 12.
Yeah. Well, 8.
Okay.
And so.
Prodigy. Mortgage prodigy.
It's like Doogie Howser
of mortgages. She really is, though.
Yeah. That's great.
She
just gets rules. Right? So I started and I was the receptionist for 30 days. And then they like threw me into processing like every processor gets thrown into, right? Yeah. And there's not this, it's not like there's this class, right? It's like, here you go. Good luck. And so I worked for this lady and she had this builder account. So we had plenty of loans, right? And the expectation was, and this was a woman who didn't come to the office much, right? I was lucky if I saw her once a week. I was lucky if I talked to her once a day. And the expectation was that I processed, I talked to the builder, I would talk to the clients, and I would quote rates. Like, it was all the things, right?
And you were licensed, right?
This is before licensing.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Steve. This is before computers. Right?
Oh, okay. Press R through
typewriter. Right? Yeah. So it was a lot. Right? Like there were a lot of things and I was new. I had no idea what I was doing. Right? Like figure it out, sink or swim. When I would quote rates, I would like, this was before when a loan officer could set their own margins. Right? And I would go in her office and on the side of her desk, she would have these stickies. Right? And it would say, Roberts, 2 points. Bills, 1 point. Louder, a half a point. Right? Like, and that was the margin we were making on each loan. And I would have to like take this rate sheet and go, okay, here, like, and price these loans, right? And so it was.
I didn't like you, and I don't like you.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there, but.
I mean, that's how it was,
yeah,
right?
It was, yeah.
And so there was a lot of self-doubt, a lot of anxiety, like, all the things, right? And it would have been so easy. Like, it was very overwhelming. I didn't know what I was doing. And it would have been so easy to just, like, walk away and, like, take the easy way out and be like, oh, this is too hard. Like, I need to figure out a different career path, something else, not knowing this would be my career path, right? But I was very lucky to have, like, people there, right, that helped teach me, became my friends, right, cared about me, wanted to see me succeed, and also, you know, my friends in general. But I had the faith to, like, persevere and, like, move forward just from them and from myself, right? And so otherwise I wouldn't be here. And it was also a really good life lesson for me. And the life lesson in that for me was some of those people actually that helped me succeed actually work with me today here at Intercap. And obviously they know who they are, but it was a good life lesson in the fact that you never know who you're going to work with. You never know who's going to be in your life later and that you should always be kind to people. So.
I like that. Yeah, I like that a lot.
And what a gift she gave you by being absent, because it allowed 100%. You and forced you to do a lot. And that was a time where you actually came to work.
Oh, yeah.
So it was rare to not go into the office at that time. You didn't have a computer at home.
And it's funny. I think you touched on something. A lot of times when you're put in that predicament or that situation, it's very easy to develop animosity of, well, why are they out? She must be out screwing around. Why am I left here doing all the work? That's the easy place to go, right? Mm-hmm. The realistic place to go is, okay, she obviously trusts me because she's left me here, right?
Which might have been crazy on her part in the beginning.
It might have been. But you also, a gift, because it allowed you
100%.
To have to figure it out and have to kind of fend for yourself to progress.
Yep.
And I think a lot of times we don't look at things that way. We look at the easy way, which is like pointing the finger, right? Instead of just saying, okay, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm dealt with. Now it's time for me to step up and figure it out.
And what a great opportunity. And you're humble in the fact that, you know, you didn't emphasize that you were a secretary for 30 days before you became a processor. And then she gives you this huge responsibility, like, There's definitely, people could see your ability, your potential, and going back to your confidence. Like, you just don't let anybody do that. You obviously portrayed that you were capable and had confidence, and you'd figure it out as you went along. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done it. Yeah. And so that's a big part of who you are, is just, I mean, you carry yourself very well. We know you have all the answers. And if you don't, you'll figure it out. But you portray that. We can believe in you, in that, for sure. Are you competitive?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, I mean, we do mortgages for a living, right? Like, I want Intercap to always be the best. And I think that came from when I was in growing up, right? Like, I was in drill team. I was our mascot. I was a cheerleader.
Time out.
I was.
You're the mascot?
Uh-huh. What was your mascot?
What was the mascot?
I was a tiger. Yeah.
Well, that explains sometimes why you get a little angry. Okay, it's all coming together, Allie.
That is awesome. Yeah. So when you have a mask on,
yes,
no one can see you.
Yeah, so fun.
You can do anything, be anything.
Yeah.
And so were you, what type of mascot were you? Were you fun with the kids? Were you more?
Yeah.
What was your?
How did you people, growl?
Yeah.
Well, of course, Steve.
we won't make you demo, but...
Okay, let's not. No, we're not going to do that.
But I love that you were a mascot.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now, were you a mascot that, like, did the push-ups and did the, you know, when touchdowns? Or did you do all the sports? Did you do...
Yes.
So cool.
Question.
You were a
so
cute little
tiger. So did any of the kids pull your tail?
Of course, Steve.
Okay.
Of course.
Did you get mad?
Well, inside, probably. Don't only imagine what I was saying, but...
Well, we won't go there. We've got to keep this PG in that.
Let's do that.
Right.
Yeah, so, I did all those things. I was in a private dance club, and so I did a lot of, like... I mean, those are competitive things, right? But also teamwork, right? And I think that those really helped me as I moved into, like, my career, right? Because I'm competitive, right? Maybe in the background competitive. And I just think they helped me understand teams better as well.
Yeah.
And I think it helped me advance early in my career, right?
Yeah.
Because I just always wanted to be the best, right? Like I
love it.
Would listen and really try to, like, problem solve. Like, when I would hear production talking about, like, frustrations and stuff, I would always want to make it better and would speak up and, you know, try to bring people together. So,
what brings you the most joy in your life today?
For sure, my home life, right? The little family that I built with Ange and Winston, for sure.
A lot of people don't know. I mean, Ange, obviously everyone, I mean, she's an outgoing personality, right? But Winston's kind of the behind the scenes.
Love of my life.
Dog.
Yeah, Winston is a 9-pound little guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
How old's Winston?
He's six.
Six.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So cute.
Yeah.
Do you sing in the shower?
No.
You don't?
No. For sure, no.
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 Do you sing it at all in the car?
Yeah, in the car, for sure.
Are you a singer-dancer?
Ask Brock. He's heard me sing Taylor Swift in the car before.
Is that your go-to?
I love Taylor Swift, for sure.
Yeah. Your friends, I know.
Yeah. And then, you know, my work family brings me a lot of joy, right? Like... there's something to be said for what we have here, right? It's a big family, and a lot of you, like, we become friends. We spend more time with each other than we do in our home lives most of the time, right? And Nicole and Blakely, and they set me up that I had to say that, so there's their shout-out, right?
Oh, way to go.
I wanted to make sure I got that in.
Okay,
so,
all right. I'm sure they're screaming behind the computer right
they
now.
Are,
and
sure.
Much deserved. You can spend a lot of time together.
Right?
Yeah.
Good.
Those are the things that make me happy, right?
That's well, great. Annette, we think you're great. I think you're great. I love working with you. You're a special lady. You make me laugh. Sometimes you make me mad, but more times you make me laugh. I make you mad. But
we don't mean to do that.
I've been doing this a long time as well. And you, and I'm not saying this to patronize you, you've by far been the best operational person in my particular role I've ever worked with. And it's been a real pleasure to get to know you. And your hair looks great today, by the way.
I know. I love it when Steve says that.
I noticed first thing this morning.
I always know I'm having a good hair day because literally Steve will say something and I'm like, oh, it is a good hair day. Like he just, you know, endorses it. So
yeah. You tried to bait me a little bit.
I did.
You tried to pull that lady card on me so my hair doesn't look good every day. Oh, absolutely. It looks good every day.
and it looks especially great today. He's so good at sales. It's amazing. I'm just kidding.
Yep. We know why he's where he is.
I really appreciate you guys inviting me. I know I was a little standoffish.
Oh, no, you were a lot standoffish.
You're just busy. You're busy.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you're busy helping this company grow. And we love you to death, and I appreciate you doing this. I just think that we can all gain and learn so much from you, and I appreciate you sharing a little piece of yourself with us today.
Thanks. Thank you guys for making it fun.
And thank everybody for joining us this morning. It's always a pleasure. You're waiting. We do want to say, you know, be safe. There's more fireworks to come on July 24th. If you're from Utah, you fully understand that. If you're not, well, email us at the podcast. We'll explain it to you. But be safe. Enjoy. Make sure you don't leave your pets or your kids in a vehicle with the windows up because it is hot right now.
It is. Believe me.
And we need to be conscientious of that. But we hope you have a wonderful July. We're grateful for all of you, and thank you for joining us in Something to Believe In.
Love you guys.
Take care.